Lynn and Glendale, you're first on the line. Welcome to the program. How may we help you this morning, sir?
Well, good morning. I have a Mexican fan palm that produces lots of dates. I'm wondering if they are edible, and if so, how and when to harvest them for eating.
Well, okay, so Mexican fan palms don't produce dates. They might have a seed pod on them, but they're not dates.
Okay, well, I have lots of small date-like looking.
Yeah, but it is a it is in fact a Mexican fan palm that you have.
Well, I guess I'm not sure then, but lots of clusters of
Well, is the leaf of the palm tree shaped like a fan, and is it like most of the palm trees you see around the valley? I mean, the majority of them? They do produce a fruit or a seed, so, but it's teeny tiny generally.
And a date palm.
Date palms have a long leaf, very long and narrow leaf. Not really narrow, but it's a grayish long narrow leaf. And the leaflets that are on the leaf, especially towards the end that attaches to the tree, are pretty darn sharp. In fact, they're really sharp. They just don't look anything like a fan palm. So I'm a little confused. And Mexican fan palms put on a seed, but it's usually a pretty small, hard, little black seed. Now, Mediterranean fan palms put on a bigger, almost a fruit-sized seed pod that I don't know if they're edible or not.
Shoot us a picture.
But, yeah, take a picture of what you got. And I
was going to encourage that, but you can also go to rosieonthehouse.com and the do-it-yourself question and answer articles. Under trees, there is several pictures that we have of this same question that we've been able to post online. So if you look at it and that's not what you're looking at, send us a picture and we'll add that to our online database. Thanks for the call this morning, Glenn.
Jay, follow-up question from earlier. You mentioned something about using granular pre-emergent as opposed to liquid this time of year. Is there a
reason I wouldn't use a liquid on grass, on a lawn. The spray on has an indicator dye in it, so you're going to turn your lawn orange.
Oh, okay. That's the reasoning?
Yeah,
okay.
I would use the granular. It's just much better use for on a lawn. It has nothing to do which is more effective necessarily, other than you'd be really upset when you get done and you have an orange lawn, and it stays orange a long time.
There you go, Ted.
Keith's next on the line from Anthem. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a very small backyard. Put a 24-inch box cuckoo tree in, and this year I decided to go artificial grass just for aesthetic reasons. And the guy who installed it put the artificial grass literally right up against the trunk. Buried the drip irrigation system that feeds it. I mean, so literally trunk grass. I know that's not right. What should I be doing with the artificial grass? Should I be cutting it back a little bit? And then what about the drip emitters? What should I be doing?
Well, you'll get various opinions, but most of the guys that I know that install artificial turf don't want any irrigation lines underneath it. For reasons that if you have a drip or a leak or whatever, it's very costly to go back in and repair those. So I would probably, kind of hard to go back and undo that perhaps. Putting the artificial turf right up against the trunk of the tree may or may not be that big of an issue. I mean, the artificial turf does allow water to penetrate through it. You could literally lay a hose on top of the artificial turf and water the tree that way down through the, and you want to be watering out away from the trunk anyway. All that being said, I don't know that I'd be as concerned about the artificial turf being up against the trunk of the tree as I would be about the integrity of the irrigation system being underneath the artificial turf. And I would probably see if I could disconnect that, back before it goes underneath the turf, cap it, plug it, and just hand water that tree with the hose, literally just putting it on top of the artificial turf and moving it around and letting it soak through the artificial turf. That would be my recommendations.
Let's see if we can squeeze Jane from Tucson in as our last caller for this hour. Go ahead, Jane.
Hi. I was calling about a winter lawn. I have I planted some dichondra around some queen palms, and the dichondra, it was just too sunny. So, but I think I overwatered the palm trees. So I was thinking of putting in the rye, but I didn't want to do the same thing, you know, because the edges of the fronds are turned brown.
Well, you're not going to overwater a tree for a couple of weeks getting seed to germinate. I mean, if you continued that for months, yes. But for the 2 to 3 weeks that you're going to have to run the water at the levels you need to run to germinate ryegrass seed, it's not going to overwater probably anything. You know, you just have to adjust it back once the seed germinates and you have a lawn. So, I wouldn't be concerned about that at all. And that probably isn't what's caused the browning on the tips of the palm trees. They almost all do that anyway. So
it's fall. It's planting season. If you're looking to get started, you can find Jay at Harper's Nursery, Hayden Road, just south of Thomas. You'll be there today until?
About a half an hour till about 5.
Excellent.
Works his hands in wood, and he lives the way his granddad might have liked enough.